This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that it's coyote mating season right now?
The only reason I knew that is that I saw a headline about it the other day, which I mentioned to you, and I'm like, I don't pay attention to those things, I guess. But I did hear coyotes howling the other day from my back porch.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. That must be why.
It's one of those things where you see articles like this and you're like, you know, come on. What are the odds I'm actually going to be seeing a coyote or something would happen? Because they always warn about, oh, you know, make sure your dog's on a leash. And, you know, especially the people with the small dogs, they tend to really get nervous that some coyote's going to come in and grab their dog from their backyard. And I don't have a dog now. I have in the past. But, you know, you just like, okay, sure. That's really not going to happen to me. And I, like I said, I did have that mindset until I ran across this woman out of West County when I was reporting at Channel 4. And I want to play part of the story for you.
A wild story out of West County where a dog versus coyote fight ends inside a woman's basement. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Savard.
I'm Samantha Jones. She didn't realize the coyote was still hiding inside her home and had been there for days. The woman is sharing her story only with News 4's Kim St. Ange.
Well, tonight we've learned even a glass door and an 8-foot fence is not enough to stop a coyote. It's about to be mating season for them, so a lot of them are out hunting for prey. And in this case, it was a 90-pound dog. That surprised me. I mean, obviously a coyote is very strong, but it surprised me that it had the guts to go after a 90-pound dog. Usually someone with that size dog, I don't think would be as worried.
I don't remember this story when it happened, but watching that, I don't know how I missed it. They were rolling around on the back porch. They broke out a pane of glass in her back door, which was like a lower level entrance door to her basement. And at what point did she realize there was something going on after she saw the blood?
Yeah, so like you said, this dog and the coyote fighting in the backyard. It was her neighbor's dog. They bust through the glass back door of her home. They're into her basement where it's carpeted, finished basement. There's blood everywhere. She said it looked like a crime scene. I assume she heard it. I mean, this must have been in 2019. This is like pre-COVID era. And she sees the dog whimpering, like I said, blood everywhere. And she just doesn't think there's the coyote anywhere. I mean, she doesn't really know exactly what happened. So anyway, she has a cleaning crew come over to her house a few days after this whole incident because of all the blood and everything. And one of the people from the cleaning crew says, ma'am, you have a dead raccoon in your basement. There was like an unfinished storage area. And they spotted the dead raccoon, I guess, in the corner. So she ends up calling this animal control
pest
company.
Pest removal, right?
Yep. Yeah. Pest removal. And they said, ma'am, that's not a dead raccoon. That's a live coyote. They saw the coyote's eyes glaring at them in the corner of this storage unit. And what's crazy about it is I remember her telling me, this woman was probably in her, 60s or 70s. And she says, I had the door to my basement open, meaning this coyote could have easily gotten up from the corner of that storage room and walked right upstairs and potentially up into her bedroom.
For 3 days.
For 3 days, this coyote was just living in her basement. She had no clue. So
wow.
We, of course, had video of this animal, you know, control. It wasn't like the county animal control. I'm trying to remember. It was like Wildlife Command Center. That's what it was. Yeah. They were fantastic to work with. I had great stories with them over the years while I was at Channel 4. And you see them trying to wrangle this coyote. But yeah, it's just interesting. Like I said, you hear about this stuff happening. They're always warning you every year around this time because mating season, they say, is February to the beginning of March. So we're kind of at the height of it. They're more active. They're more aggressive.
So did they think the animal in this case had rabies or anything? Like what? That's a very unusual way for a wild animal to act.
I'm not sure. Did that ever get brought up? No, I don't think it ever got brought up. I think, as far as how aggressive it was.
Right.
Well, I think it's just because it's mating season. They say they're more active and more aggressive.
But was it injured? Like, why did it stay there for 3 days? Because most of them would have tried to get the hell out of there
and
gone back to where it came from.
It did not. When I saw the video, it did not look injured. And this is like 6 years ago now. I'm trying to remember what the guy said.
Another reason not to have a doggy door. Because something other than a doggy could come through, right?
You have a glass door, apparently, they will make it into a doggy door.
How was her dog? Did her dog recover?
It wasn't her dog. It was her neighbor's dog.
Oh.
I think the dog was fine. I mean, she found that dog in her basement whimpering and cut up from all the glass that it busted through the door. But there was something.
So what are the safety recommendations during coyote mating season? Are there any?
They talk about keeping your dog on a leash, your pets on a leash in general. They also talk about securing your trash, your garbage bins to prevent attracting coyotes into the yard. And listen to this is a Fox 2 article. It says if a coyote is spotted in your neighborhood making loud noises, chasing them off or spraying them with a hose are suggested deterrent methods. I'm just picturing some old lady out there with her hose like get scat, scat, get out of there, coyote, go, leave, get off my lawn.
I just brought up the rabies thing because it is unusual. I encountered a rabid fox one time when I was in a previous job, and it walked around my car. Like I was in the car and I saw it on the side of the street where I was parked, and it saw me and it started circling the car. This is a fox. They're tiny, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything with me to deal with it, so I just drove off because I wasn't going to try to get out and deal with it. My assumption was it was sick because they don't normally act like that.
So foxes are really cute. I know that I should not approach one, but would a fox, are they known to be aggressive?
Only if they're like have rabies.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a really cute fox that was in my neighborhood, and I used to see it when I was driving to work every morning. And it's funny because my husband and I go out one morning. And, well, this happened multiple times, but we go out and we have those the welcome mat, where it's like you have a layered look, men, where you have the bigger one that has the pattern, and then you have the cute one that actually says like welcome or hello. Do you know what I'm talking about? And we noticed that the bigger, you're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about. No? It doesn't really matter. Carl seems to know what I'm talking
about.
Does
he? Okay, all right.
It's instead of one
trendy
mat,
Mark.
It's two mats.
Okay.
Does your wife have
two
mats?
On top of each other.
They look cute.
I don't think so.
Does Nicole have this?
One of them, yeah.
Okay, see? So anyway, we noticed that
it's two mats,
it had
Mark,
basically
when there
been,
only needs to be one.
No, there needs to be two. It's aesthetically pleasing. Anyway, they were one of the larger one was like being clawed up. So we were like, what is going on? And it was like it was getting worse and worse and worse. They ruined our mat, and we had no idea what animal this was. I walk out one morning, and I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast, but there's poop on our porch, like right on the mat. So we think it was actually the fox that was coming in and clawing up potentially the mat, and then decided to leave us a little present on our porch. I mean, unless it's some random...
Could have been your neighbor.
It could have been a cat. There is a cat I've seen wandering around, but I don't know why the cat would be out there overnight. But
did they put it in a bag and set it on fire?
Oh, they did not. I really hope it's not my neighbor.
I saw a coyote right over here.
Downtown?
Yes.
A downtown coyote?
Yes. So when I work Enterprise Center concerts, I park over here and walk over here, and I usually see lots of bunnies. The other day, I saw a not-alive bunny anymore, and I saw something else, and I took a picture of it, and I showed Ethan,
you know,
and he's like, that's a coyote.
Now that you mention it, I remember when I worked at Channel 4, somewhere in Richmond Heights or somewhere like that, somebody kept reporting a coyote in his neighborhood, and the authorities didn't believe him, so he finally shot it and covered it up with a little baby pool and called them, and they came out and confirmed it was a coyote living somewhere in the middle of the city. I didn't know they did that.
I thought it was a dog, and I took a picture of it.
They like the walkability factor in the city.
I guess. Everything's convenient. Yeah. There are garbage cans behind every
They have all the alley access.
Alley.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. April on Facebook, they're smart. They'll work as a team to lure your pets to them. Our dogs keep chasing one of them off. Seems to know not to get too close. I mean, it is scary. It's funny because when I was at Channel 4, my reporter friends there used to joke that I was the animal beat because I was always finding these stories to pitch because they're interesting.
The critter control.
Yeah. Well, Scooter's saying Kim's Critters. Maybe we need to name that, have a new name for my segment. But one of the craziest stories I ever did at Channel 4 was a man who was probably in his 80s who lived in North City by himself. And somehow I found this story where a hawk busted through his bedroom window and was flying around his bedroom. And he comes into his room and he finds this massive hawk with its wings wide open, hanging upside down on his curtains, like the curtain rod.
Wow.
And he has video, cell phone video of it flying around his room. They wouldn't let me do it. They wanted me to chase some stupid story that impacted.
So you never
like
did the story?
No, I did. Oh. Like five people. They finally let me change over to that story after me begging them for hours. I think at like 6 or 7 p.m. So I have like 3 hours until it's supposed to go on the air. I managed to pull the story off. I talked to the animal group that rescued this hawk, and you know, it was incredible. I mean, like, how often do you have a hawk fly through your bedroom window and fly around your room and you have video of it? And they didn't want me to do it at first.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding
me. That would have been only on 4.
It was only on 4. It was. I got the man to talk. He wasn't going to talk at first, and I begged him.
Please, I do an animal segment every
week. Thank you.
I feel strongly about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.